Hello again, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Over this year on the show, if there's been a dynamic we've talked about from a lot of different perspectives, it's the shift to the so-called hybrid workplace in this phase of the pandemic era and likely sticking around in the post-pandemic era. And why not? That's been sort of the defining shaper of the channel and the business space over this year. Today on the show, we're tackling what that hybrid workplace approach means for partners focused on print, as we're joined by Kyla Murphy, product manager for Business Inkjet at Epson. You may recall that Murphy joined us last year to talk about how the pandemic had at that point changed the print market, as so many businesses so suddenly switched to work from home. And we figured that a year later, it made sense to check back in again and see how that evolution has further evolved. We talk about what printing looks like today and tomorrow in a hybrid workplace. We talk about the further shift towards A4 printing. And we talk about how Epson's product lineup maps to the changing trends of the industry. And of course, we talk about what those trends mean for solution providers and how managing the print fleet is going to look for channel partners in a more distributed workplace where a lot of people are working from home. Finally, we talk about the big lessons learned from the pandemic in the print space, which are, in Murphy's estimation, creativity and adaptability. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Kyla Murphy. Kyla, thanks so much for taking the time to join us once again.
Thank you for having me.
When last we talked, you know, it was about a year ago, I guess, and the switch to work from home and kind of what that meant in the printing side of the world was the big topic of the day. A year later, and we're still kind of in that space, but we're also seeing a movement towards reopening offices in some regions, and because this industry loves nothing other than the word hybrid, the sort of hybrid workplace where some will be at home some of the time and some will be in the office some of the time and any combination or permutation within that. Long story short, you know, what is printing going to look like in that hybrid work environment?
Sure. So the pandemic has changed the office landscape. Before 2020, the industry was mainly focused on centralized print. But just a few months into 2020, the way that we had done printing in the office changed and maybe changed permanently with the shift that we're seeing with, as you said, this new hybrid environment. And the major focus has been on A4, both working from home, learning from home, and in the office to help support social distancing rather than having some gather at a centralized printer. So ultimately, it's just a matter of how the printer is being used, how it's placed, and what the share of the page volume is as well. So generally speaking, the correct printer or the MFP should be capable of scaling as the business grows to accommodate more workflow and also more capacity of people in the office. So to support employees that are hybrid or remote workforce so that we can have desktop or A4 printers at home, in the office, and A3 options for those high volume printing environments.
And I suppose that's sort of how you guys are presenting, preparing the lineup going forward. That's sort of what the lineup's going to look like.
Sure. So in terms of the product mix, not a lot is changing in Epson's roadmap. So we will continue to have how we define as our desktop print line, and mix mostly A4, but a mix of A4 and A3, as well as our robust options going all the way up to more of a copier style printer. So with that, Epson is still relatively new to the market. While other manufacturers have been maybe experiencing lower sales potential, we're in a position to continue to grow and capitalize. So currently, Epson's portfolio has over 20 A4 MFP options in our portfolio. So great for a lot of the shift we've seen in the office printing environment. And we also have what's become more and more popular are our super tanks, those with the incredibly large ink capacity. And unlike the traditional ink cartridges, the super tanks can use high yield ink bottles or ink packs, depending on the model, that can result in far fewer interventions and just an overall low total cost of ownership.
And that we talked a little bit about managed print last time around, and you know, you mentioned consumables and long-term consumables, and that's always a big issue for managed print service providers, because anytime you've got to go out and service that, that's a cost center as opposed to potentially a revenue center. But now that we're sort of a year further into the thinking on this, how does managed print and managing the print fleet look in that hybrid world, particularly when you've got that part that's working from home and therefore printing from home? You know, sort of how do you find the right balance between letting the employees home printing? I think when it used to be sort of, you know, go grab yourself a printer at retailer X and just deal with it yourself. But I guess, how do you, if this is becoming a corporate strategy, a long-term kind of thing, how does a managed print provider sort of ensure a baseline of functionality and security and manageability in that environment?
Sure. So managing and maintaining Epson's network devices is great because we have a remote monitoring service tool. So it's engineered for dealers to manage printers on fleets with Epson remote services. So these features allow to help mitigate some of the common pain points managing fleets, like maintenance or supplies or diagnostics. A lot of this can be done remotely. So it benefits not only the company when they're on a managed print contract, they can manage those cost expectations. It's not variable with unexpected in costs as their customer employees may be working from home. They know what that monthly cost will be. So that can be great for the company and also for the dealer. They can manage this from a remote standpoint. They can run diagnostics. They can see where that print ink level is at. And they can also work with the IT team at a corporation to even send ink as is needed to help release any of that or mitigate any of that downtime.
Right. So sort of a more proactive approach, even to the home user where they have to get out there and do it. In terms of the dealers who are in the space themselves and providing managed print, how have you seen them sort of adapt their strategies to meet the needs of situations where we're more hybrid and more customers are working from home?
Sure. So I think printers managed on the network is key, whether it's printers in the office or printers that are utilized in a work from home space, and helping customers to understand that these printers can be managed and can be on an MPS contract, even when they're not in the office environment. With today's technology, we can do this with remote printers all across the country.
All right. Yeah, that's potentially a big shift for the average partner, but I get it.
All adapting.
Everyone has to, right? It's kind of the nature of the world. If you don't evolve, it's going to be a rough time. So the big question, the big what have you learned kind of question. What do you think when we're at an Epson partner event 2 years from now and everyone can do that again? We're looking back at this era, at sitting around the bar, perhaps. What do you think are going to be the big lesson learned in the printing market from the pandemic experience?
I think that's exactly it. The ability to adapt quickly and creatively promote offerings has been so important. It's been paramount for dealers to be able to show customers that they understand the market and have solutions to address where the market is headed. And so when it comes to competing, standard legacy technology might make it more difficult to do so. So those that are more innovative and nimble are positioned for better success.
All right. A good lesson to take away. Kayla, thanks once again for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Great to see you.
There you have it. A look at how printing looks today and how it may look going forward with Epson's Kayla Murphy. I'd like to thank Kayla for joining us on the podcast again, thank Epson Canada for their continuing support of the site, and, of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we bring you a look at trends in security. I can't say much more right now, but be sure to tune in for that. And to help you remember to tune in, if that's not too 20th century a term for you, why not take a moment to subscribe or follow the podcast in your podcast engine of choice? And if you feel so inclined, maybe leave us a quick rating and a review so we know how we're doing and hopefully help others find the show. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.